heartbreaking if you're a Rockets fan, of course. In the end, the ultimately better team won. So for an unprecedented in Major League Sports fourth consecutive year, we have a Golden State Warriors-Cleveland Cavaliers final. If three is a trilogy, what is four? That's what starts Thursday night out in Oakland. Seemingly, the Warriors not quite as great as they've been over the last 3 years. The Cavaliers certainly not as good as they have been over the last 3 years, but still better than everybody else who stood in their way. How much of the luster, how much of the interest did even... NBA final, I'm watching that after the Rockets came achingly close. Though in the end, in Game 7, not that close. Right? They were never nearer than 6 points in the fourth quarter as a second half avalanche happened as it did in Game 6. But what are the odds of a team missing 27 consecutive three-point shots? We all know the expression, live by the sword, die by the sword. But that was several levels beyond preposterous. So among my questions today, right, and I regularly make the point that too often in sports the idea is if you didn't win the champion, well, you suck. Best you can be is first loser. If you didn't win, you choked. No, you can just lose. You can lose with great valor. You could just get got by a better man or a better team. But when you miss 27 consecutive three-point shots, your offensive lifeblood, 27 in a row, spanning the second quarter into the fourth quarter, as you look back in the very recent past, do you feel as though the Rockets choked last night? 27 consecutive three-point shots missed. And then you can brace for it, you can guard against it, you can talk about it. The Warriors, third quarter, this is what they do. And the Rockets basically were helpless to stop it. And now the Rockets head to an offseason of much angst. The greatest what if in the history of Houston sports, perhaps? What if Chris Paul stays healthy? But let me nip it in the bud. If there's ongoing conversation about it, I'm fine with that. But the idea that, oh, if Chris Paul never gets hurt, of course the Rockets win the series, that's silly. Obviously, their chances would have been a lot better of avoiding getting completely obliterated in the second half of Game 6 and then having it happen again last night. But that Chris Paul means victory. The Rockets got blown off the court at home in Game 1 with Chris Paul. They lost Game 3 by 41 with Chris Paul. Fair to wonder about. It's part of the fun of sports. But if you're going to go with, well, Chris Paul's in there, well, if Andre Iguodala doesn't go down, it's every bit as fair to say the Warriors may have wrapped the thing up in five. And then if you really want to go back, well, if Michael Jordan hadn't stepped away, maybe the 1994 Rockets never happened. Ultimately, what might have happened, what could have happened, what even should have happened, didn't happen. So it doesn't matter. Sports can be cruel. And the Warriors have more good players who are able to get it done one more time. 65-win regular season. 4-1 first round, 4-2 second round. Up 3-2 in the third round to go to the finals first time in 22 years. I hope you're not thinking 65 wins was now worthless. It doesn't mean anything. As a standalone achievement, it's significant. But it also is permanently and now attached to, if you want to call it, stigma. And the Rockets become the fifth team in NBA history to win 65 games but not even make the NBA final. But they didn't get bumped out by some six seed or even a mere 50-win team. And a dynasty lives on. And the Warriors are now overwhelming favorites. Better than 7-1 favorites to beat the Cavaliers, win their third NBA championship in 4 years. I have a hard time with going with blowing the series. Yep, they blew a 17-point lead they held after the first quarter of Game 6, up 10 at the half. They blew the 15-point lead they held in the second quarter last night 11-point lead they had at the half. So, sure, of course it's in part fair to say they blew it. They blew game six, and then on the home court, they blew game seven. But to be fair about it, don't you think the Warriors more ripped it from them than the Rockets puked it away? And there's overlap there. You didn't bother catching the post-game press conferences last night. Mike D'Antoni with some interesting stuff. James Harden summary remarks. A little bit from the Warriors side as well. Consistently effusive in praise of the Rockets. Though Kevin Durant did say in an interview not at the podium, yeah, we know James Harden was going to dribble too much most possessions and he'd probably wear down. What component was that? Obviously, there's where lacking Chris Paul hurt really badly. But it's a simpleton homer claim that, well, if Chris Paul hadn't been hurt, the Rockets win the series. If Chris Paul hadn't been hurt, maybe the Rockets win the series. More likely than it played out. But again, the Warriors don't lose Iguodala. And what it could have, should have, doesn't matter. All right, I don't want to be too funereal about it. Though, obviously, we are closing the lid on the Rockets season. And, oh, yeah, the what next component. As Chris Paul breaks down in the playoffs, third time in 4 years, though the middle injury was a fluky, freaky injury, finger caught in a jersey. But he began this season injuring a hamstring game one. His season ends sidelined with a hamstring injury. Come playoff time next year, he's turning 34 years old. Giving Chris Paul a 5-year max would be stupid. Irresponsible toward the longer-term future of the franchise, but what promises, implicit or otherwise, were made to Chris Paul when he came here? Tillman Fertitta's a billionaire. Doesn't mean you relish the idea of paying tens of millions of dollars in luxury tax. But the basketball side of it, when Chris Paul's, 34, and then take it out 35, 36, 37, 38. You're going to be paying him $40 million plus per season when you're getting toward paying James Harden that kind of money? What kind of roster can you continue to try to upgrade if you're committing that kind of money to those two guys with Paul in his mid-30s? And what if the screws are turned on you and you have to pay Clint Capella $25 million next season? I think the Rockets have to match. It'd be tough not to try to maximize this window. And then clearly, for all they dominated the league, at the championship level, they need to add a better shooter. They need a sniper who's just better than P.J. Tucker, than Trevor Ariza. Eric Gordon was wildly erratic as a three-point shooter this season. And then there's the still, you're stuck with Ryan Anderson's contract. The LeBron stuff. Well, what if LeBron lifts the Cavaliers to the championship? Then anyone hoping for LeBron, unless he so hates Cavalier owner Dan Gilbert, which is possible, that he's leaving regardless. But what LeBron has done these playoffs. If his Cavs team beats this Warriors team, LeBron is greater than Michael Jordan becomes a very serious conversation. Because Michael will never have an achievement that he can point to in winning an NBA championship singularly that tops what LeBron does this year if the Cavaliers do it with this team. And even if the Cavaliers don't do it with this team, right, what LeBron did 2 years ago was a greater achievement than any of Michael Jordan's six championships taken individually. So boo to you if you're going to skip the NBA Finals pouting about the Rockets. Obviously, it takes the shine off of it. It would have been a magnificent opportunity for the Rockets to back up the Astros World Series victory with an NBA championship. Houston was in that super exclusive mix for concurrent major championships. They gave it a good run in the end, came up short. Sports happens.